If you believe the liberal media papers like the Sydney Morning Herald, they will tell you that the parliament there has erupted, their word, erupted over claims by Peter Dutton, the opposition leader, that The Voice will radicalise Australia. Now, what's interesting about The Voice is as it becomes more and more clear it's going to fail, those that back it are getting more and more alarmist. Now, what Dutton points out is, in fact, reasonably accurate, and we know that, because all you have to do is look here to see where the experiment ends. Are we radicalised? Well, that's open to definition, I guess. But are we happy? Are we a happy, peaceful, collaborative country when it comes to race relations? No, we are not. Further, I think we can fairly safely say it's only got worse in the past handful of years. Like Australia, what we set out to do all those years ago, sort past wrongs, give Maori a seat at the table, was and is laudable. But it's not been easy. It's not resolved. The issues, half a century later, the debate has turned bitter. The resentment has grown, and I'm not sure you would hold us up as a model for anyone. This is not to take a side, it's just to state the obvious. The trouble is Australia's finding is the definition. What's a voice? How much voice? How does it translate into the real world? Of late here, co-governance has become inflammatory. Yes, Maori have a say, but it's a say by appointment, not the mechanism of democracy. We decided we didn't like democracy for Maori because they didn't get a fair go, apparently. So they, because of race, get treated differently. They got their own seats in parliament, they got their own seats on councils, seats based on race. That was and does create tensions. You might remember at council level, you once got to vote if a council changed seats for Maori to appointments. They took that rule away, of course. Once again, that led to an inflammatory reaction. I don't even need to mention Three Waters when it comes to race-based angst. So Dutton is spot on. Even if you are the most ardent, passionate advocate for Indigenous voices and representation, to suggest, as ironically The Voice architect Noel Pearson did this week, that it leads to plurality, not apartheid, and brings Indigenous people in from the margins, is fanciful nonsense. The basic idea is solid. The execution, as we have seen and lived, is a rocky old road, and we are far from finished.